Welcome to the Agricultural Economics Podcast. This is your host, Jessica Eyes, and I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Ken Foster, head of the Agricultural Economics Department at Purdue University. How are you, Ken?
I'm doing well, Jessica. How are you?
I'm doing very well also.
You know, hey, I was out driving across the countryside over the weekend and looking at the crops. They look really, really good. The corn from here to Pennsylvania, where I was driving, it might be some of the best corn I've ever seen.
And you know, I wonder what that means for the ag economy.
Well, we have a great opportunity to find out because our guest today is David Widenmar, who works with the Center for Commercial Agriculture here at Purdue in the Department of Agricultural Economics. And he's going to talk to us about one of their projects that they have going on in conjunction with the CME in Chicago.
So, David, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks, Ken, Jessica, for having me on today. Happy to join you.
Thank you. It is our pleasure. So what is the Ag Economy Barometer?
The Ag Economy Barometer is a partnership between the CME Group in Chicago and the Center for Commercial Ag here at Purdue University to measure and document and tell the story about what's going on for producers across the agricultural economy. You know, we visit a lot with producers and we anecdotally talk about how sentiment's improving or falling off, and commodity prices typically drive a lot of that. But this is a way for us to formally measure that and to also measure other aspects of the ag economy to help tell the story about what producers are facing and thinking about on a regular basis.
So how do you build this barometer? I mean, I know I sort of vaguely understand the weather barometer, but how do you build a barometer around the economy?
So on a monthly basis, we survey 400 producers from across the country, and we make sure those 400 producers are representative of the corn, wheat, soybeans, cotton, cow-calf producers, dairy, and hog producers across the country. So the 400 are representative of what we see across the country, and we ask them five very simple questions specifically for the Ag Economy Barometer. We ask them how they feel about their current farming situation, the profitability this year compared to last year. We ask them if they think the next year will be good times or bad times financially. When we ask them about what they think about for the next 5 years down the road, looking broadly, we ask them those questions, and then we similar to what we see in the broad economy for the sentiment of consumers or the index of consumer or index of production within factories. There's a lot of indexes out there, and we emulated ours to match those so we could start to measure what producers are thinking about.
And when you say barometer, is there an actual barometer?
That's a good question. So we started surveying back in October, and from October to April, we have 6 months of data, and we've anchored the results to that the average of that period. So that's a baseline of 100. So anytime you see our results, they're all relative to that period of 100. And so our graphics people have put together a nice barometer, and all the values are relative to that 100. So for July, our survey producers, the value was 112, which is means that sentiment is better than what it was through the fall and early spring of 2016. So we've seen some improvements this summer, and we saw some improvements over the winter as well.
So anything over 100 would generally indicate that there's more positive sentiment towards the ag economy, and anything under 100 would mean, relative to the baseline, that it's less.
Yeah, there's two main ways to look at the results. One of them is relative to recent months. So 112 is more sentiment than we saw in June of 104. Collectively, those two values both tell us that sentiment has improved relative to the base period, as you pointed out.
Okay. And you can always compare across time to any period that's sort of familiar to you, because, you know, 5 years from now, remembering what things were like in the fall of 2015 and the early winter of 2016 might be difficult, but I might be able to remember what things were like in, you know, 2016, late year.
Right. Really exciting part about this project is on a monthly basis, and so we capture a lot of turns in the commodity markets and the weather and a lot of things that producers face within the year. And the second exciting part is that if this partnership lasts for hopefully the foreseeable future, and as long as we're all still here. And that way, when we look back 10 years from now, we can all say, wow, this is what was going on in 2016, and we can see how this is similar or different than what producers are facing in 2025 or 2026.
So farmers or other people that might be looking at this and hearing about it through a podcast like this or reading about it through some of the publications or online materials you have, how do you anticipate that they'll use it?
Yeah, it's a great point. I know a lot of the audience is farmers. Farmers are curious about what other farmers are thinking about. So when we ask questions like, do you think the next 5 years will be good times financially or bad times financially across agriculture, it's kind of interesting for producers to measure themselves relative to what the peers are thinking. So about 40% think it'll be bad times financially. So there's a large group of producers out there that are concerned about the next 5 years. So it's good for them to kind of check themselves with their peers. Another important audience for this is those others in the agricultural supply chain. So those who work directly with farmers or indirectly with farmers providing inputs or helping them make management and production decisions. A lot of the input manufacturers and suppliers are calling us, asking us questions about, hey, what does this mean? And in addition to the metric itself, we ask questions about farmland value expectations, input price expectations, general commodity price expectations. So it's important to kind of compare the broad ag economy barometer results with these supporting questions to help paint the story and tell what's going on within producers as they think about the situation they face.
David, where can people find these results?
The website is purdue.edu/agbarometer. You can also type in Ag Economy Barometer in a search engine. You can also follow, there's several social media outlets, the Purdue Ag Econ Twitter account, the Center for Commercial Ag Twitter account. We're regularly updating the results and sharing them as we go through the monthly cycle.
Sounds great. Sounds like very useful information for people that are active in the agricultural community. I would guess even some of our colleagues as ag economists around the country at different universities might be paying a little bit of attention to this when they're formulating their extension and research programs.
It's interesting that you said that because we just had our meetings with our colleagues in the ag economics profession, the AAEA meetings in Boston, and as part of that we surveyed the extension group, similar set of questions to what we're asking the producers, and it was very interesting to see how the results lined up and then how they didn't line up real quickly. Ag economists and farmers have about the same level of sentiment or optimism about the current situation. A big difference is where we look down the road, beyond this year, up to maybe 5 years down the road. A lot more pessimism with where ag economists think the next five years will be.
If there's any group that's more pessimistic than farmers, it's economists.
I have to agree with that.
I jokingly say you have to be optimistic for being a farmer. Hope has to spring eternal.
That's
so,
right.
But I think that's one of the big questions is where do we go in production ag from here? Do we get enough price support in the commodities? Do we get input costs to come down enough to reach some sort of break even or profitable level of production?
Sure.
So that'll be the big question that we're going to look at and keep monitoring and measuring over the next several years with this project.
Sounds very interesting. Thanks, David.
Yeah, David, thank you so much for joining us to discuss the Ag Economy Barometer. Again, David Widmar with the Center for Commercial Agriculture. You've been listening to the Agricultural Economics Podcast here at Purdue University. You can go ahead and like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. You can visit us on our website
at www.agecon.purdue.edu.
Thank you.